Governor Pat McCrory and governors across the country are on a campaign to get more information about Syrian refugees who've resettled in the U.S. McCrory says he's not convinced the refugee vetting process is thorough enough. But as Jorge Valencia reports, federal authorities say refugees go through lengthy screening.
On Monday afternoon, Governor Pat McCrory joined a few other Republican governors who wanted to close the door on refugees from Syria. The following morning, he appeared on Fox News and CNN, and the chorus of governors was growing so loud that White House officials arranged a phone conference for last night.
It was a good first step forward by the administration because during the last 48 hours, we've gotten lectures from the president as opposed to collaborations.
This is McCrory speaking on the Diane Rehm Show this morning. By now, more than half the country's governors have asked President Obama to stop the entry of refugees fleeing Syria and neighboring countries.
We have now found out that one of ISIS's goals is to infiltrate the refugee population and possibly cause havoc across all countries, including the United States of America. And we have to be aware of that.
McCrory and many of the other governors' biggest complaint is that they're in the dark. 59 Syrian refugees have settled in North Carolina since 2012. And McCrory says he wants to know exactly where they are.
There's a lot of anxiety out there, and there are concerns coming from my public safety officials in which we do not know who is entering our state. We do not have checkpoint Charlies.
It's important to ask these questions.
Congressman David Price is a Democrat who represents parts of central North Carolina.
What I think is less commendable is the way some politicians seem to be exploiting this.
Price says that the governors are equating a terrorist group with the people of an entire country. He says that is dangerous.
What you're talking about here is lending credibility to ISIS's recruiting and propaganda efforts, playing into their narrative, their storyline, that the United States is an enemy to all Muslims, going to close the door.
Price is a former chairman of the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee. He says that if state officials want more details about refugee resettlement, he would like to help them obtain it. I mean, can you explain how stringent is the process for screening people who apply for refugee asylum?
Yes, it's extremely stringent. Syrian refugees have a more extensive screening that they undergo than any other visitors or immigrants to the U.S. I can say that unequivocally.
People who apply for entry as refugees are vetted over multiple steps. Price says that includes screening through the United Nations and several American governmental agencies, including the National Counterterrorism Center. The country has admitted fewer than 1,900 Syrian refugees. Germany alone has admitted about 60,000 this past year. Miriam Cook is a professor of Middle Eastern Studies at Duke University.
The problem with what Governor McCrory has said is that he's collapsing Syrians between those who are in Islamic State and those who are fleeing Islamic State. So we have to be very careful about who it is that is committing the violence against whom.
Here in North Carolina, two nonprofit groups that have helped Syrians arrive declined to make them available for interviews. The nonprofit directors said that in light of the new attention Syrians have gotten, they are worried for the refugees' safety. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.